Groups are requesting the Idaho Land Board reconsider new Singular Wireless's lease to AT&T to build a 195-foot cell tower on a parcel of state endowment land within the boundaries of Sawtooth National Recreation Area. Stanley Mayor Steve Boddy says the tower would be visible from many directions and near a popular recreation site. He says folks want the landscape to remain the way it is.
That's the attraction. That's the reason a lot of people come up here to the area. And it's also why the residents of the area like it so much, because it maintained that primitive rural pastoral setting for the scenery of the mountains.
The tower is part of a project to provide better coverage for first responders. AT&T says it's important for public safety in the area. The Idaho Land Board heard from the public on the lease in July, but critics have filed a request for a contested case hearing and hope board members take the issue up again at its November 17th meeting. The Custer County Commission, Sawtooth Interpretive and Historical Association, Sawtooth Society, and other local stakeholders have come out against this proposal. Josh Johnson with the Idaho Conservation League says the board should explore co-locating the tower with the neighboring 95-foot Custer Tell cell tower on the same parcel. He notes the tower would not be a disruption to views solely in the daytime.
We're also concerned about lighting for the proposed tower. So the project site is in the middle of the Central Idaho Dark Sky Reserve, which is the first such designation in the U.S. and one of only 12 reserves in the world. So really hoping to avoid any dark sky impacts here.
Boddy says he hasn't heard from any locals supportive of the proposal. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.